Good morning, Dr. Rob. How you doing? Another awesome and amazing day in the universe today, right now, this day, for you, for everyone and everything in the confines of your universe. And imagine that the confines are exponential, global, worldly. Let us place our thoughts and ideas on global love, universal love, local love, as the master, as a man thinketh, James Allen. Each day you play in thought, God's love is upon you. This is a global opportunity of creativity. We are the global creators. Each day we sit still and visualize and imagine and create. Hard is hard. Easy. Well, everything that you and I experience is actually easy, although it often feels hard, but whatever it took to bring you and I to creativity, to life force, the force, and we are that force, we are that energy, we are that amazing entity called life. Life is within us, in us, of us, and all life out there exists in here. Simple, easy, slam dunk, amazing. You and I are the gift of the universe, and God's love is within each of us. And thank you, God, for the day, for this way, for all things in our lives. How easy is that? The breath and smile of life is love. Your vibration in your thinking this day and every day. Sit still and know that thy art God, and God is within each and every one of us as we journey on the rainy, sleety, slushy, cold, frigid, hot, dry, bumpy, rough, smooth, windy, curvy, dead ends, straight, narrow, arrow, life force. You and I are that. How can each of us unfold a way, a day, to change our lives? We are the powerhouse of the universe. We are responsible for the Ferrari, the Porsche, the Bentley, the Yugo, the Ford, the Chevy, whatever you think it is, it is. I am, you are, we are one. Faith in God, love, and by the grace of God go I this day and every day. By the grace of God go I this day and every day. By the grace of the creative nature of the universe, here you are. And it might be for a flash, a blink, a month, a year, a decade. Longer, shorter, up or down, it's all part of the journey. We are here for about a moment to share, to learn, to live, to be of a creative nature. You are the Ferrari. You are an expensive automobile. Irreplaceable. And I'm sure you're not ready to put it into the junkyard and recycle it into the universe. So, how are you going to feed the Ferrari? And fat is where it's at. It's the fattest fuel you can imagine. You must shift and change it up. I know this doesn't make sense, but where did we get the sense that you should eat 3 to 5 meals a day and get on a racetrack and run around? That doesn't make sense either. You and I are the powerhouse, the life force. Perfect exists right where you're at in everything you have in your life. Mine is perfect. Yours is perfect. Life and love is perfect. So perfect. What's the right thing to eat? Well, you can eat anything. And you can believe all the super marketing about all the stuff that's good and bad for you. You must imagine that your Ferrari is perfect as it is, and adding so-and-so's this or that, more or less, lots of fresh air, a little bit of water, and a lot less food. And variety is the spice of poison, death, disease. Narrow as an arrow, limit what you put into your body. And remember, your body burns fat. It's fat it wants. Give it fat. Give it the fuel of fantastic. Give it ATP, which comes from acetyl-CoA. And you don't need to take the supplement this or the supplement that, and that which you put into your mouth is digested only into the components. That's right. You may have a Ferrari ready for a racetrack, but you're best to just go slow. That's the flow. That's the way of the universe, the perfect nature of all things. It happens in every way you can imagine. So simple. So amazing. So easy. So friendly. What an amazing life. Go straight as an arrow, be narrow, enjoy thy life. Enjoy the trials, tribulations, the up, the down, the curves, the twists, but slow it down. Life speed. Life speed is in somewhat light speed. Love thy neighbor, thy friends, thy enemies, thyself, thy everything. It's through God's love and JC, Muhammad, Lhotse, Buddha, Abraham, all the great sages that have spoken the words, they're there. We humans work in mysterious ways. We humans work in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways. All things work in mysterious ways. Well, we come up with thoughts and ideas of what they are. In fact, we're making that up too. In the moment of life, this moment for you, what are you reading? What are you thinking? What are you enjoying? What are you creating? Painting, singing, dancing, writing, reading, making jewelry, pottery, furniture, or a house. Your house is the house. Your Ferrari, your fantastic human body, this is it. How are you going to treat it? kind to thyself and kind to others. Eliminate alcohol, drugs, abusing your body with excessive exorcisms. Let's take it all to the next level of the universe, and God is the best you and I have. This and every day, He knows what He's doing, and He is on your side, life side, the life force, with love, faith, harmony, happiness, joy, kindness. The kind master is within you. You are the kind master. We all have a story to tell about what's good, bad, right, wrong, easy, hard, and why we could or couldn't do something, and who's to blame for our problems. Quite often we look towards our parents, our teachers, someone who abused us, used us, hurt us. But imagine that, in fact, we are responsible for all things that happen to us in our lives. And maybe all things that happen are part of the goodness of God's energy. Maybe even that abuse and use and harm and hurt is God's creativeness into unfolding and opening up the amazing parts of who you and I are and how we can live a more fantastic, amazing, great, perfect life. Remember, the life force is with each of us every day, always. The life force is with each of us every day and always, God's way. Thank you, God, for the day. Breath and smile. Start the day. Write it down. Thank you, God, for the day. Pushing, shoving, moving, holding, sticking, unsticking, tearing, ripping, breaking, creating, loving, faithing, fostering. Whatever you're doing, show it off. Share it with the world. Open up. Learn how we can each do it better. Please forgive me for my faults, my mistakes. If I've hurt, harmed anyone, please forgive me. That was wrong of me. This is the daily journal, the daily intention, the daily inspiration. We are the inspiration of the day. And start the day with thank you, God, for the day, for this way. We learn from the masters who have shared their lives, shared ideas and hope and sadness and happiness, joy and jubilation, hurt and harm. But a moment we exist in this universe of life. But a moment we exist in this universe called life. From the moment we are born, we have the capability of creating the everything. And whether we look upon the world with love or hate, good or bad, right or wrong, easy or hard, that is our choice. That is our choice to be of the capable one. We are the capable one. We each are capable of creating the everything, the nothing, the easy, the hard, the wondrous, the wow. be open to the possibilities of your life and listen to Joel Osteen, Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, the number of people that have shared ideas of thought and helping us in our journey of the day are infinite. Whether you're paleo, neo, vegan, vegetarian, omnivorous, carnivorous, whether you're perfect, flawed, good or bad, right or wrong, easy, hard, whether you stay in the lines or you travel outside the lines, somehow it's all part of the universe meant to be. Sharing thoughts, ideas, ways in the day. God's love is upon you this day. Be well, be easy. Be good, be bad. Be love of life. The life force here today with you this day in all thy way. Breath and smile. What are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you writing? What are you thinking? Prosperity is with you all these days, for all thy way, for the prosperous man, woman, child, adolescent, adult, teen, preteen, elderly. Life is not to remember the past, but to live in the present moment, to create thy future. Who and what we are is a creativeness of the universe. Change is always upon us. Whether it's a change in our body, a change in our immediate environment, whether we are changing what we think of yesterday or our imagination of tomorrow. Remember, what we think of yesterday is only the thoughts of the now moment, the present moment, as Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now. If I think yesterday was terrible, or awesome and amazing, remember, good or bad, it's but what I think it is right now, the now. We are in the now moment. The amazing, fantastic, creative, great, wow, life moment. God's love. As a man thinketh, a man creates and a man grows, life knows, God knows. Great is the flow. And thank you, God, for this awesome, awesome, awesome and amazing day. Where do each of us go this day in the flow of life? Well, wherever you think you go. Remember, the body is the Ferrari. Speed limit or less. It's best to slow it down, to meditate, to visualize. Put the most expensive, pristine fuel in your body. You can't afford not to. Sugar, carbs, and excessive proteins bad. And you must up the natural fats, nature's fat, animal fat, butter fat, cream. If you're on a low-fat, no-fat diet, well, that's the dying with that. Bacon, eggs, butter, beef, best diet in the universe. The best food plan, the lion plan. I call it the baby plan. Bacon, eggs, butter, beef, bam. Baby, well, maybe it's going to put you back into your babiness, lifeness, healthness, joyness, happiness, faithness, fostering, hisness. Here I am to play with words on my easy drive to work. And as I was driving to work, Skinny Atlas to Syracuse, 4:45 in the morning to 5. Well, actually, it was 3:45 to 4. And at one point, there was a deer in the road. But as I am going at 40 in a 55 zone, and the deer is running right on the line, the center line, and suddenly it wasn't there, it's there, and now it's gone. And you stay in the lines, and he stays on the line. And remember, we're all going to hit something, because the universe is meant to bring things together, life forces together, and we're all just life forces meant to come together. Collisions of the universe. The particles, the microscopic energy particles, have a force that attracts and repels. And in a moment, in a flash, you saw it, you didn't. It's gone. It comes. You're born, you die. The opportunity is the center point called life. Wherever you're at, it's perfect. That's where yoga, meditation, tai chi. And if you're going for a run, slow it down, walk it. But visualize and imagine the perfect nature of life. And something will happen to each of us. We will break down. That's the nature of the universe. You're meant to break down. You're meant to die. You're meant to go back into the energy pool of the universe. We're meant to go back into the energy pool of the universe, recycled. That is the nature of the universe. God always knows. And whether it's stroke or cancer, diabetes, heart disease or something, it will get us. But let's not speed up the experience of death. Let's go slow and imagine the perfection in death and eternal life. The life potent. The life. The life moves. The life ways. The life day. You and I are the life way, the life day. You and I are the fantastic way. If you fear something, that means you should have faith in it, in our future, in life, in God's moments. This day and every day, God always knows what he's doing, she's doing, it's doing, and life's way. So thank you, God, for this day, for the energy of the universe, for that which you have given me this day as I sing, dance, share God's love. Now enjoy this day. Dr. Rob Kiltz, Mind, Body, Smile. Another awesome and amazing day. God bless to you.